May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. How did Jesus breathe his last that would invoke this centurion to then start praising God and saying, truly, this is the Son of God? There are a few things that are interesting to me. It says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, that Jesus was the author and the perfecter of faith. And then the very next part of the same verse says, for he endured the cross and despised the shame. But before that it says, for the joy set before him. Now, hear the whole thing again. And Jesus was the author and the perfecter of faith. And for the joy set before him, he despised the shame. He endured the cross and despised the shame. In other words, the word endure the cross just means he stayed under. Despised means he looked down on the shame. It meant nothing to him. But there was something about the way he did it, even in the midst of his pain, that was full of joy. Kind of a fulfillment of Psalm 40, verse 8. When it says, this is a messianic psalm, I delight to do your will, O my God. I think there was something about Jesus in the midst of that incredible crucible he was in, and suffering and mistreatment and humiliation, because it says he despised the shame. The word there, shame, is humiliation, the whole scene of being spat on, you know, and all the stuff that he went through and the mocking that he experienced. And yet, there was something about the way Jesus responded to all that from the cross, the author and the perfecter of faith. He saw a degree of faith, an expression of faith that he had never encountered before in the midst of this man experiencing what he experienced. And that changed him. That somehow in this process of suffering, there was an expression of joy, not resentment, not bitterness, not uttering threats in return, Peter talks about, not confusion, but there was a faith, and that faith was expressed through a joy that endured all that. Now, what were the interesting thing when it says, and he saw the way that he breathed his last, and there are a couple of scriptures, a couple of specific things. When he says in scripture, the last two things that Jesus said was, one, it is finished. And then John says, and then he breathed his last. But in the Luke passage in 23:46, it says, and he shouted, cried out with a loud voice, into your hands I commit my spirit. And he breathed his last. And those are the two things in Scripture that equates what happened at the cross when Jesus literally breathed his last. Now, he had five other statements, but these were the last things he said. It's finished. And into your hands I commit my spirit. Now, when he quotes that verse, into your hands I commit my spirit, that's from Psalm 31, verse 5. Into your hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast ransomed me, O Lord, God of faithfulness. That's the whole verse. That's what Jesus quoted. So putting all that together, what is it in breathing his last? What did this centurion see? Like I mentioned to you before, instead of bitterness or anger or vengeful words coming out, fear, frustration, depression, sadness, Jesus said, it's finished. And I've heard people say over and over again, that means paid in full. Well, you can make it mean that. That's not really what the word means. It simply means it's accomplished or it's completed. It's the word teleos. And what Jesus was saying was, Father, you've accomplished, we've accomplished your purpose. In other words, there was something about Jesus in the midst of all this humiliation, in the midst of all this seemingly destruction and bad ending, saying, Father, we're winning, and your purpose is being accomplished. And that brought joy to him. And then he said, Father, I commit myself to you because the story here is that you're faithful, not anything else. One, your purposes are being accomplished, and my delight is to do your will. That's the joy set before him, at least part of the joy. And Father, I commit myself to you because you're faithful. My life is not in their hands. I'm not a victim of this circumstance. You're faithful. And that man saw the way Jesus breathed the last. He had never seen another person respond in such a critical situation with such confidence and faith in God. And this Roman soldier, his life was transformed. It says, truly. So it began praising God. And said, truly, over and over again, this man is the Son of God. You know, I thank God when I pray for people. We have things happen and miracles occur. Those are cool things, right? But the gift of battle is also really important. And it's stunning how we can miraculously affect other people's lives who are watching us go through the crucible of different situations and circumstances. How do we deal with them? In anger, frustration, bitterness, resentment, complaining, or with the joy set before us and faith believing in this mess that I have no control over, your purposes are being accomplished. And I commit myself to your faithfulness here, God, because that's the story here. Not their faithlessness, not their anger, not this thing. You're faithful, and your purposes are going to be accomplished through this. I don't have to see it yet. I just know it, because that's who you are. That's the true test of a surrendered heart. It's easy to praise God when everything's going the way we want him to, isn't it? When we get healed, that's awesome, but what about on the way there? Let me just say this to you, brothers and sisters. There are all kinds of people watching. All kinds of centurion soldiers. Some of them are little ones in your home or big ones in your job. And they're watching you as a Christian. Can you trust God? Are you able to trust him? Do you want his will more than comfort or anything else? Do they see in you a surrendered heart that's convinced that he's faithful and that he's accomplishing his purposes instead of complaining and anger and bitterness and criticalness? It's transformational. It authenticates that there's someone real. There's someone real behind that attitude that you're trusting in that's more real than the stuff that goes on in the fallen world. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.